We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, I'm not quite sure. I mean, we'll see for sure. I hope I do benefit from the tax law. I'd love to treat myself to a little extra money for sure.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump to unveil $4 trillion plus budget for next year.
Two.
Increased security at Wichita's Jardine Middle School after vague social media threats.
One.
Police investigate shooting death of an 18-year-old man in southeast Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see some traffic slowdowns around the North Junction now. Approaching from the east on K96 and on I-235, approaching from the west. Things really slowing down right there towards the North Junction. Traffic on KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Hey, sunny today with a high of 42 degrees. Yesterday's high was 40. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 24. Tuesday, sunny and warmer, with a high of 52, now partly cloudy, 11 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. Don't have a radio at work? Listen to Steve and Ted online at knssradio.com. That's the way to do it. If you can't get that radio going at work, just tune us in there on the World Wide Web at knssradio.com. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll, and you can see that on our webpage, knssradio.com. What is your favorite pizza topping? An interesting poll we've had going here for a couple of days. The green pepper comes in at 0%. So, you know, why would anybody want just green pepper? Anyway, cheese. 3%. A lot of kids just want cheese pizza.
Yeah. Kids. Come on.
Kids. What the heck? Olives. 7%. That's your favorite. 10% said mushroom is their favorite pizza. 10% said anchovy, which surprised me because anchovy to me is an ingredient that goes with all the other stuff. Beef. 17%. Sausage. 20%. And the top favorite pizza topping, according to the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll, 33% for pepperoni.
The classic pepperoni.
That's right.
Some places have started to get more exotic with their pepperoni.
Yeah.
Old World pepperoni is starting to show up.
Old World.
There's one place in town that has cubed pepperoni,
okay,
which is pretty good stuff.
Okay. You sound like you've been really doing some research on this, Ted. Really appreciate the research.
I eat pizza.
You eat pizza? You do
the
research?
I certainly do, man.
All right. An Alabama man allegedly beat his roommate after discovering that the victim had failed to properly seal a box of Cap'n Crunch cereal, which had gone stale.
You got to keep it fresh, man.
I guess so. 52-year-old Dwayne Barry Smith was arrested Friday for domestic violence following a confrontation with a man he shares a residence with in Moundville, a town outside Tuscaloosa. According to police, the victim said Smith became upset upon discovering the stale cereal and blamed him for failing to keep the Cap'n Crunch fresh. Smith was especially perturbed since he is missing teeth and had difficulty consuming the stale cereal.
You would think that would make it easier for him to consume.
Yeah. You do what raccoons do and just soak it in water.
Because Captain Crunch in its normal state is extremely crunchy.
Pretty crunchy? Oh, I'm not familiar with Captain Crunch. The Frankenberry
Jest. It's a classic American cereal.
About Frankenberries. At one point, Smith demanded that his roommate remove his dentures so that he could experience how hard it was to consume the Cap'n Crunch. When the man refused, Smith allegedly began striking the victim with an electrical cord. Ooh, that's tough.
Oh, these two. Yikes.
I'm sorry. As first reported by the Moundville Times, Smith's roommate suffered injuries to his face, hand, and arm.
Huh.
That little end of the electrical cord's got the little tooth, little metal.
That's an owie waiting to happen right there.
My wife and I, we never get in disputes over food.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, especially, you know, we don't have any Cap'n Crunch. We don't know anything about that. The average price of a gallon
of cereal do you have in your cupboard?
You know, I don't know, some kind of cereal flakes, something. Probably got some almonds in it, stuff like that.
What do I have a box of Cap'n Crunch at home and a box of chocolate Chex.
Okay.
Chocolate Chex.
You are such a healthy eater. The average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline jumped 7 cents nationally over the past 3 weeks to $2.65. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the increase is due to higher crude oil costs. Current gas price 34 cents above where it was a year ago. And gasoline in San Francisco was the highest in the contiguous United States at an average of $3.42 a gallon. The lowest was in Tucson, Arizona at $2.26 a gallon. Gas prices up a little bit.
Yeah, up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Big gathering of local women to learn about business. Got some mentoring going on there. And editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal has the story this morning for us. Bill, what's going on?
Well, it is Mentoring Monday. More than 100 women gathering this morning here at the venue of Distillery 244 in Old Town. The Wichita Business Journal has asked 28 Wichita professional women to provide attendees with their stories and their best career and professional advice. It's an event that's also being held at 42 other cities where WBJ sister publications are located. It's the fifth Mentoring Monday event. Another setback for the Goddard Starbond project. The latest developer is out. The city of Goddard says the project to build a hotel, restaurants, ball fields, and aquatic park will continue, but without S&O Investments. That's a company that's registered to Amro Sami of Garden City. He owns the Parrot Cove Water Park there. Goddard wrote in a Facebook post that the city is committed to the project that includes $30 million in Starbond proceeds. And there's been a lot of talk about a grocery store in downtown Wichita. Some would like to see a Trader Joe's come to town. Well, we decided to ask the company if it's interested in Wichita. They say, yes, it's possible, but there are no plans for a location anytime in the next 2 years. Trader Joe's has stores in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Denver, and Kansas City. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, reporting live from Mentoring Monday, I'm Bill Boyd.
Bill, that Goddard project, that's been in the works for quite a while, hasn't it?
It has, and they have had several setbacks. But hopefully here pretty soon they can find another developer that can move forward, actually carry out on the plan. It's a great plan, and it's great for Goddard, but they just haven't been able to hold on to a developer who's able to follow through.
I was in Goddard over the weekend twice. I had two granddaughters playing in a basketball tournament at Eisenhower High School there. So I was a tourist there in
Goddard.
Look
at you pumping money into the Goddard economy.
Actually, I didn't buy anything. So no, I did too. I bought
some. A lot of growth in the last few years.
Yeah, sure has. Hey, today is National Plum Pudding Day.
Poorly timed.
It's a steamed or boiled pudding, usually served during the holiday season.
Yeah, so why is it today?
I don't know. The name Christmas pudding is first recorded for it in 1858 in a novel by Anthony Trollope. Plum pudding. You ever eaten any plum pudding there, Bill?
No, I can't say that I have, and I can't say that I'm going to rush out and try some either.
Yeah. How about a prune pie? Ever had a prune pie with a little whipped cream on top?
No, I can't say that I have that either.
Sounds pretty tasty.
I did once when I was irregular.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Did you stick in your thumb?
And pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There you go.
Little Jack Horner.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Increased security after social media threats at Jardine Middle School. Keep it here in the 8 o'clock hour. More news coming your way. Also, of course, the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, and if you don't have a radio at work, listen to Steve and Ted online at knssradio.com. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.